Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Till now we've been discussing the laws of the sukkah on Sukkos. That was the previous two chapters. And now we're going to get into the lulav bundle, the four species that one takes on Sukkos. And we learned that from a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Lokachtam lachem b'yom rishon," you should take for yourself on the first day, pre-eitz hadar, which is referring to the esrog, kapos tamarim, which is referring to the lulav, Anaf its avos, which is referring to the hadas, and arve nachal, referring to the aravos. Usmachtam from Hashem, you'll rejoice before Hashem, Mokechem, your God, Shivat Yamim, 7 days. Okay. So let's begin. Lulav ha-gazal v'yavish pasal. If a person takes a lulav, and lulav is stolen, or the lulav is dried up, so then the lulav is pasal, it's going to be invalid. And the Gemara brings down that a stolen lulav is invalid, because the Torah says, "Lokachtam lachem," take for you. For you means it's got to be yours, not a stolen one. So if you take a stolen lulav, it's no good. And this is even if the owner gave up hope, and technically you acquire it now, it's still no good. Why? Because even though you acquired it through a sin, through stealing. And the Rabbanim will possibly make it invalid on a rabbinic level, because it's called mitzvah haba b'avera. Mitzvah is coming through sin. So if you just stole it, so then you're not going to fulfill your mitzvah because it's not yours. It's got to be yours. And even if the owner gave up hope and now you acquired it, still the Rabbanan on a rabbinic level will say you don't get the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah that came through an avera. Now, what about a dried up lulav? So if you actually look at the first picture in the email, picture number Aleph, you see the picture over there of a lulav laying on its side. It's all dried up. And since it's not hud, it's not beautiful, okay, so it becomes invalid to be taken on Sukkos. What about Shalashera, a lulav that was taken from a tree that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, and you took the lulav off of this tree, or Vishal Ir HaNidachas, or a city of Jews, that most of the people of the city were coerced into worshipping Avodah Zarah. So we learn that from the Torah that you have to actually burn down the whole city with people in it. It's a terrible thing. So both of these lulavs, rather from a tree that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, or it came from a city where the city was worshipped with Avodah Zarah, puzzle is invalid. Because a lulav has to have a shear, a specific amount. We'll discuss what the size is in a moment. And if the lulav is coming from an Asherah tree, or Ir HaNidachas, a city that was worshipping Avodah Zarah, that this tree or this city has to be burnt up. So then we look at the lulav as if it was burnt up. Then the lulav has no amount, it has no shear. It's like as if it's invisible. There's nothing to it. And therefore, it would be possible to be invalid on Sukkos. What about Niktam Rosho? If the head of the lulav was cut off, Niktam Rosho Shalulav, the head of the lulav was cut off. This is referring to the spine. The spine of the lulav is the very, very tip of it, the top of it. If you look at the second image, it's image Dalet in the email. You see the spine where it's like doubled up. The spine is cut off on the top. It's called Niktam Rosho. Or Nifritsu Alav. Or the second case, if you look at letter Zion in the email, the branches of the lulav fell off, and they took like a string and tied them up around the lulav. That's image Zion. Okay, image Zion in the email. The third image in the email. So all the leaves fell off of the lulav, and they took a string and tied it back up around the lulav. All these cases, pasul, the sukkah, the lulav, is invalid. What about nifridu alav? If the branches of the lulav they're intact, but they're like spreading out from one from the other. If you look at the fourth image, image yud beis, you see the lulav, the branches are, spreading out. So that is actually kosher. That's going to be kosher for the mitzvah lulav. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yagdenu Malmala, if they're spreading out from on top of each other, the lulav is not kosher, unless you tie them from the top, Yagdem Im Shidra Salulav, tie them with the spine from the top. If you look at the fifth image, image Yud Gimel, it is, you see that there's like strings around it, he has these special kind of strings tying, it's actually a lulav branch, which is made into a string, tying the lulav together. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to tie it together to make it kosher. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so if it's spreading out, but they're still intact, even without tying them up, they're still kosher. What about Sinei Har HaBarzel? If you look at the next image, image Yudalit, So Tzinei Har Barzel is a lulav that grows in this mountain called Har Barzel. Some explain it's a place near Arnon. The Gemara calls it Ge Ben Hinnom, near Gehenim. To understand what this means, the Gemara says it's a place where the smoke comes out from the earth, and that's where Gehenim is, that's where hell is. So Ayin, check over there in the Gemara, it's a deep concept. But they say that there's, you know, these type of lulav branches that grow near there. And other commentators explain that the lulav is very, very hard because it grows in the mountain. And the leaves are very, very short, so much so that they don't reach, you know, its sister leaf on the branch. When you look at the picture over here where the arrows are, you see the lulavs on the lulav branches are not overcoming its neighboring lulav branch, but it's not even reaching to the bottom of its neighboring lulav branch. So those are going to be ksheros. This Tinei Hara Barzel case is actually going to be kosher, and the Gemara explains it's only if Rosh Hashanah Magil Atzad Ikor Shalzeh, meaning Rosh Hashanah Allah Shalmata Magil Ikor Shalallah Shalmala Mimenu. Right? It's only granted the leaves are not overlapping each other, but at the bare minimum, they're reaching the bottom of each other. So there we say that the lulav would still be kosher. Okay, and that's the last image over there. You see there, it's just reaching the bottom of its neighboring branch on the lulav. But if the tip of each branch doesn't even reach the bottom of its neighboring branch, that's pasul, it's going to be invalid. Lulav sheish bo shlosha tefachim. Now, finally, a lulav that has the shear of 3 tefachim. We said tefach is about 8 centimeters. So if it's got 3 tefachim, you know, 3 times 8, 16, 24 centimeters. Kedelana nea bo, in order to shake it, really, it has to be read ukedelana bo, meaning you have to have an extra tefach in order to shake it. So you have a total of 4 tefachim, okay? Then kosher, the lulav is going to be kosher, meaning the minimum size of a lulav is going to be 4 tefachim, 3 for the base, and the 4th part of it to give it a good shake. Okay. Moving right along to Mishnah Beis. Now going into Hadas. Hadas, agazal vayavish pasul. Hadas that is stolen or dried up, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, for the same reasons, would be pasul, be invalid. Shal sheir v'shal ir hedachas pasul from an ashira, a tree that was worshipped as a bodhazara, or ir hedachas, a city of Jews, where most of the Jews are worshipping a bodhazara. Again, just like we explained in the previous Mishnah, pasul is going to be invalid. Niktam rosha, if the head of the Hadas is cut off, okay, from the Hadas, or nifritzu alav, or if its branches again fell off of the Hadas and you tied it up with a rope. Really the same cases as we mentioned earlier. Okay? A shahaya anavav, and they say over here nifritzu alav is majority of the branches, okay? Just a few fall off, not necessarily is it invalid. And the same would apply by the lulav also, okay? Now, next case. So, nifritzu alav, if the branches fell off, if most of the branches fell off, and you tied it up again, around the hadas, or shehayu anavav merubos me'alav, or you had more grapes than branches, meaning on the hadas, there's this like small little grape, or berry that grows on it. And if there's more, if imhayu anavav shahadas, if there's more berries, on this hadas than the actual leaves, in any of these cases, pasul, hadas is going to be invalid, and it's going to be no good. And the Gemara explains, dafka, if these little berries that are growing on it, we have more berries than leaves, it makes it invalid, is if the berries are black or if they're red. But if the berries, and then the reason is because now it's not hadar, it's not beautiful anymore, so it's no good. The special mitzvah should be hadar, should be beautiful. But if the berries are actually green, they blend in with the leaves, even if there's more berries than leaves, it's actually going to be kosher. And then finally, if it's miyatan, let's just say you had blackberries or red berries, and it's no good. So he goes ahead and he starts plucking them off, yeah? Because he doesn't want there to be more berries than leaves. And then once he plucks it off, he's got more leaves than berries. Then kosher, the hadas would be kosher. Keep in mind, you can't remove these berries on Yom Tov. You have to remove it, you know, before Yom Tov. Because if you do it on Yom Tov, it looks like you're being metakin kli, you're fixing a utensil on Yom Tov, which is prohibited. You can't fix something on Yom Tov. So as long as you did it before Yom Tov, then it could actually make the hadas kosher, provided that your end result is more hadas leaves than the berries. And again, you only have to start plucking the berries if they were black or if they're red, and there was majority berries over the leaves. Then you have to start plucking them off so that you have more leaves than berries. But If the berries were green, you don't have to pluck them off. Even if there's more berries than leaves, then the hadas would be kosher.
And if you look at the images in the email, you can see image Ayin Aleph is the case of hadas yavish, a dry hadas, what it looks like, that it makes it not hadar anymore, it's not beautiful, it's all dried up. Image Ayin Gimel would be where the head of the hadas is cut off. You can see the tip of it is cut off. Image Ayin Hay is Nifritzu Alav, where the leaves fall off of the hadas. You can see that a lot of the leaves fell off of the hadas, and that's most of the leaves that fall off the hadas. That's image Ayin Hay. Then at image Ayin Vav, you see that there's another Merubos Me'alav, there's more grapes than leaves. Or berries, whatever these things are called, if they were red or if they were black, then the hadas was invalid. You see, that's image Ayin Vav. And then image Chadi Gimel is if you plucked off the berries, then of course it would be kosher. You can see over there in image Chadi Gimel. And that wraps up today's Mishnahs.